Psalm 85, and it's a cry to the Lord who will answer. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear that what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land.
This is Psalm 46, and it just says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. And I felt like I could just see a picture of the river flowing from the throne. God's promise to us today that there's a river whose streams flow out to us from the throne of God, and the Holy Spirit, from the water that flowed from the side of Christ. And in Revelation 21, it says, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. And there is a river of grace for us today.
Both those words we felt.
In 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am difficulties to me. The sense the Lord was very much saying, come on, bring all your heavy burdens to me, bring all your difficulties to me, bring everything to me, and I will give you grace and peace to get through them all. Amen.
Is sufficient for us. Lord, bless us as a community, bless us as individuals, and may we know that your all-sufficient grace is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a seat, brothers and sisters.